You may have heard rumors that if you are planning to hop on a plane anytime soon, as an Illinois resident, you'd better hurry to get a passport. The state's driver's licenses don't meet federal Real ID standards. Never fear, you're all good. Trust me on this. I'm Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. The Real ID Act was passed in 2005. It was meant to keep the nation safe after the 9/11 terror attacks. It sets standards to clamp down on the potential for fraudulent IDs. And Illinois doesn't comply. Neither do 26 other states, but Illinois is one of only a handful that hasn't been granted an extension. Nor, for that matter, has neighboring Missouri. That remains true, but Friday afternoon, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced that a valid ID issued by any state will get you past TSA through all of this year and through all of next. It'll be late January of 2018 before using an Illinois driver's license won't get you past airport security. And that's if nothing changes by then. Illinois does have to make changes if it's going to meet the muster of Real ID. I spoke with Henry Haupt with the Illinois Secretary of State's office to get the scoop.
The fact of the matter is we meet 84% of the requirements of the Real ID Act, including the manufacturing of driver's licenses and ID cards that meet or exceed the standards for security features. And they also noted that we use a nation-leading facial recognition system.
The problem isn't with the actual licenses. It's more with the process used when someone's getting a license. Haupt says Illinois comes up short in three ways. He'll go through them step by step. For starters, the process part. A couple of changes are needed here, actually, both of which are big cost drivers. The Secretary of State's office estimates it'll cost $60 million to reach compliance.
In Illinois, we require a Social Security number when you renew or when you obtain a license or an ID card. We then verify that number electronically with the Social Security Administration. That's our way of proving that you're here legally. DHS has said that's not adequate for Real ID. They require an additional document. And the document that would impact most of your listeners that they would have to bring in would be either a U.S. passport or a certified birth certificate. We would then be required to take that birth certificate, scan it, and send the information electronically to DHS. Each time we do that, there's a fee. So that's part of the cost that we've built in.
The other process part of things, the change Illinois would need to make at DMVs is...
When you get a driver's license or an ID card, the last step is your photo. Real ID calls for that to be the first step. So we would have to reorganize and reconfigure and remodel our facilities to make that happen.
The other two ways Illinois is out of step could be fixed with changes to state law. Here's number two.
In Illinois, an individual can have both a driver's license and ID card at the same time. Real ID does not allow that.
And finally,
in Illinois, we have non-expiring ID cards for senior citizens 65 and older. That is not allowed in Real ID. Those would have to have expiration dates, and the individuals would have to come back in and renew those.
Haupt says it's an unfunded federal mandate. There's a chance that eventually the cost of fulfilling that mandate could get passed along to you when it's time to next renew your driver's license. For now, he says the Secretary of State will continue working with the feds, and he reiterates, go ahead, make a flight reservation. For another couple of years, your license will get you past security. I'm Amanda Vinicky.